Well, hey there, and welcome to the Energetics of Emotional Eating podcast. I'm Emily.
And this is Jen.
And we are your dynamic duo. Jen, what are we talking about today?
Today we are talking about body image versus embodiment, or how you want, like, in other words, how do you want to feel about your body versus how you feel in your body? And another way to say that is, like, outer focus versus inner focus.
Yeah.
And kind of land.
Yeah, that's good. And you probably clicked on this episode because it said Barbie in it, and maybe you watched the Barbie movie, maybe you didn't. But
and we'll get back to that in just a little bit here, but like, what's the connection there? But
yeah, what else do you have to add?
So the reason I just want y'all to know, the reason this is really important, first of all, the thing that got me thinking about why we need to discuss this whole thing about, like, the difference between how you feel about your body versus how you feel in your body is because in my content, in our discussions, in our posts, in our videos, often I talk about how you want to feel. Like, you know how I say how you feel, like, it's like, focus on how you want to feel, because that is actually the first step towards your goal. This is a totally different way of looking at food and body and weight and all that, right? Well, I've realized in talking with clients that when I say, how do you want to feel, or how does that food make you feel, that it could be understood in the way of how you feel emotionally. Like, well, when I eat chocolate cake, maybe I feel guilty, okay? And that is important, that matters, like, how you feel emotionally. But taking it a step further, or, like, even underlying that, is more importantly how you feel in your body, like, how that food makes you feel in your body. Because it's easy to be stressed about how we look, how, you know, our size, our weight, and also, like, feel how we feel emotionally, right? It's easy to focus on that and be stressed about that. But the reality is that the body leads the mind. How you feel emotionally actually starts with how your body feels. Like, have you ever noticed that when you feel bad in your body, you tend to also feel more low vibe? Like, you probably, that's when the negative emotions are coming up, right?
Yeah.
When your body feels excellent, you've had a great sleep, you're, like, high on life, you are, you know, like, you ate real healthy, like, it's not just that you feel better about yourself, you also feel better in your body. Does that make sense? And when you feel better in your body, your emotions actually also, they tend to follow, they will follow, even if not right away. Like, we do feel better emotionally when we feel better in our body, right? Have you noticed that?
I do.
So
I have.
That's yeah. So that's where this whole thing comes in, that I wanted to clarify for people, that I do care about how you, I care very much about how you feel emotionally. I care that you feel guilty, and that there's a lot of shame involved with, like, feeling, there can be with feeling fat and feeling bad about what we ate and all that. Like, these lower vibe emotions, they're very connected to the diet industry and all that. Like, this matters, and this is why we're here. But digging in even further, I'd love to invite you to get in your body and really notice how your body is feeling, and how the foods that you eat and the things you do and the people that you listen to and the places you go, how they make your body feel. Because when your body feels better, your emotions will follow. And when our emotions are different, it's really, it, like, you can eat really healthy with ease. You'll want to eat better because your body feels better. Like, when you actually make that connection, this emotional eating issue goes away on its own, like, it's gone, because we're not eating to soothe our emotions.
Right. And so it's not like, I'm going to go to the cupboard and I'm going to eat this. It's like, it's rather, I'm going to go to the cupboard, I'm going to eat this, and I'm going to be like, okay, did that make me feel, did that make my stomach feel okay? Did that make my head feel groggy? And then kind of moving forward at that
point.
At that point.
It builds a habit then, right?
Builds a habit, exactly.
Because once that's habit, then you don't even have to think about it consciously anymore because your instinct will be to go to the things that make you feel good. Right. Now, I want to clarify. This does not mean that suddenly everything is going to, like, make this connection and then forevermore you'll have this, like, down pat. There's different seasons and times in life, and so sometimes I still deal with this, like where I find myself on one of the episodes I talked about eating chips at night, right? Well, so now we've morphed it into popcorn. Not that that's wrong or bad, but I intentionally did that actually, just like a little oversharing for a second, but because I was eating these, like I was finding myself eating chips, I think it has something to do with summertime. So I'm like still actually figuring this out for myself. But I think it's summertime. Like I, for whatever reason, crave salty things more. Well, I said on one of these episodes, I was going to have carrots and hummus. And that's great. I like carrots and hummus, but that wasn't working. I wasn't actually doing that. Uh-huh. It wasn't hitting the spot. So I decided popcorn would be it for now because popcorn for me is a better option. It makes my body feel better than chips.
Right.
My body doesn't probably feel as good as if I was just eating carrots, but it didn't taste as good as the popcorn. So I don't know. It's not salty enough. I don't know what it is. We're figuring it out. Mm-hmm. We being me, myself, and I.
And so then after you did that, how did you feel in your body and about your body?
Way, way better. Like my body feels, it's like I'm not really dealing with the food guilt like I was because I feel better than when I eat potato chips. Like my body physically seems to not like it's not even the potato chips, it's the oil that the potato chips are cooked in.
Right.
But the point being, corn's a better option for my body physically. And I know that because I've listened to my body. And I overshare that so that you can have a very practical example of how to apply this information. So I'm not suggesting that you're going to hear this concept and you're going to immediately have all your answers. But if you take this concept of how you feel in your body and notice how, like one step at a time, one situation at a time, one habit at a time, like how does this feel in my body and how does that relate to how I feel emotionally? And this is like the stepping stone. This is the beginning of getting to your natural weight, the weight you want to be at, a healthy body, a thinner body. This is the beginning.
This is the magic right here.
So great. Okay,
so, good.
So where the Barbie concept comes in
back to that.
Yes, it's a big deal. What is the good of looking like a Barbie if your body feels like crap? So you can't even enjoy your life. So you're thin, you look so great, but you don't feel good, so you don't do anything, you don't enjoy your life. What's the point, right? Like the whole body image versus embodiment, being in your body, we like tend to have an outer focus. That's what the diet industry has done for us, like diet culture. But if we instead, we start with the inner focus, I promise the outside will fix itself. So.
Amen.
Yes. Mitra.
Okay.
Okay. That's so really ideas for how to be more embodied.
Oh, yeah.
Ready for them?
Yes, I'm ready.
So just a couple of things. So first of all, like I said earlier, we talked about like really focusing on first how you want, how your body is feeling and then how you're feeling emotionally, how the two are connected. Okay. But a couple ideas, if you want to work on being more in your body, like Mark David talks, that's the founder for the Institute for Psychology of Eating, where I got my certification. So he talks about not just being a life support system for your body. Like when we get all up inside of our heads, like we can just be like being a life support system. We're not really enjoying our life, right? So in order to do that, a couple ways to like practice this outside of the food realm, like not related to food, but simple things. Notice when you're getting caught up in your head, and when that happens, and that makes sense, right? Like, we're getting caught up in our head. We're like noticing, like, we use that, we throw that term around. Like, I was like caught in my head, like, or I'm overthinking, like that.
Yeah.
Redirect your attention to your physical body. Just start to notice, like, how is my body feeling? Like, you could start with head to toe or toe to head, or you could just kind of like ask yourself that question, like, how is my body feeling?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that'll help. And then another one is focus on your breath. Just like stop and notice your breath. And I'm literally going to leave that there because I think the more simple, the better. So it's like, don't do anything with your breath. Just notice. Okay.
Yeah.
And then we can go from there. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the next thing is like move your body. Now, I'm not saying go run a marathon. I'm not saying go jog around the loop. I'm not saying go ride your bike. I'm literally just saying just move around. Like, instead of, I get stuck in front of the TV, guys. I'm guilty of, like, we like binge watching TV. Like, not that we do it all the time. We have it recently. But I love the show Chuck.
My sister likes that too. So good.
It's interesting, but it's funny. It's just the best. Morgan, he's so funny. But anyway, but if I sit in front of the TV for too long, not only do I snack, I've been noticing this lately, that's when I tend to snack more than I wouldn't normally snack like that. Like, I'll eat a snack, but not like eat too much of a snack. So anyways,
yeah,
I get oversharing a bunch. Practical examples. But getting up and even, not, I'm not even saying turn off the food, but get up and move. Like, get up from the couch and go get a drink of water, or go and just like walk around just for a second. And I promise your body will feel better.
Yeah.
And that's all. We're going to leave it at simple. So move
that's
your body.
Good.
And, or even wiggle your toes and your finger. Like, really.
Yeah, okay. Any kind of movement.
And Emily, do you have anything else to add?
No, I think that, yeah, I mean, my main thing is get outside.
Oh yeah. Well, that's a way to make your body feel better, right? Because
it's
the fresh air.
Fresh air. Yeah, exactly. That's what I've been practicing. But I think you pretty much covered it all. But
you covered all three of those ideas I had with that, because when you get outside, you're moving your body. Your breath is different. It changes your breath because of the whole O2 thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, you won't be caught in your head.
Helps.
You go, girl.
Area. Yeah. Jen, what should the listeners do?
Now, if you like this, I want to talk to you personally. So please go to the link in the show notes and book a free coaching call, because if you're not already a client, I would just love to actually have a conversation. Like, I'm not suggesting that we need to work together on a long-term basis, but I want to offer you a free hour of my time to just kind of look at what's been going on, and I'll help you select the one next step that you can take toward where you want to go after we clarify where you want to go. So
That's
it's
good.
A free coaching call, free clarity call. And the link's in the show notes. I'd love to just get to know you just a little bit there. So
you guys, take advantage of this. If you've been thinking...
Short time offer.
Yeah, the short time offer. If you've been thinking, I need to do something, I need to make a change, this is your sign. Book it, baby.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
Ta-ta.
Toodles.